Hello there, it's Simon Smedley here with the latest of my Oldham Chronicle music features, and today I'm delighted to have been invited down to Whittles, obviously not far to go in the centre of Oldham, and I'm joined by joint owner of the place, Martin Schofield, and he's obviously got loads and loads going on in 2016, Martin. So obviously we've been here before and
we've talked before, but
I just wanted to firstly thank you for sponsoring my page, and secondly for you to tell the listeners and the readers all about basically what's going on. There's all sorts. So firstly, how's things going at Whittles? Are you sort of pleased with?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's like everywhere else. Everything takes time to do. We've been here now 2 years. Is it 2 years? It's over, like. It's third year,
is
this.
Is it two and a half?
Yeah, it will be, yeah. So we're trying to concentrate now, like we mentioned before, about varying everything. And I think with the programme, what you've got now, which you've been looking at, we've managed to do that. Mm. But I've only gone up to May with what we're doing at the moment. Once June comes along, there's other options which we're thinking of looking at and putting some bigger shows on.
Right.
At the moment, I'm trying to sort of gig out with Glenn Tilbrook.
Yeah.
Squeeze.
Great, fantastic.
I can't do anything about that yet because I can't confirm a date with them, so
yeah.
I'm going down that avenue.
Yeah.
We're doing a lot more indie stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Revolution have come on board.
Yeah.
Doing a few shows with us, which should be interesting.
Yeah.
And we've got, ironically, two guys who formed the Glitter Band playing here.
Yes.
On the 5th of Feb. So I don't know if it's going to cause controversy or what, Matt, but
that's John Rossall and Harvey Ellison. Now,
yeah.
two original members of the
Glitter
Band.
Two founding members of the band, I think one's a sax player and one is the singer.
Right, okay.
And they wrote a lot of the hits in the 70s, like Angel Face and stuff like that,
right.
Which my band years ago did a cover of.
Yeah.
But the record company wouldn't release it because they had to pay their artists to songwriters, and they weren't going to give it to us.
Tell us how this gig came about.
Well,
like I say, it's on the Friday the 5th of February.
Friday the 5th of February.
Yeah.
Ironically, with that one, the drummer lives in Royton.
I see.
He got in touch with me. He's played here a few times, actually.
Yeah.
Chris Connolly is called.
Yeah.
And he's been in the Glitter Band, unknown to me, for quite a while.
Right.
So he just rang me up on the spec. How do you fancy having, you know, John Rutten all on with Harvey Ellison for the Glitter Band show? So
yeah.
I thought about it. I thought, why not?
Yeah.
Why not? You know, because at the end of the day, I mean, I know there's all this stuff with Gary Glitter and God knows what else, but this band were never part of that. I mean, they just wrote music and they were a cracking band at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And they're still, you know, a popular now.
Yeah.
Hence, I think there's two of them going about.
Presumably they're touring all over the place.
Yeah. They've got tons of work.
Yeah.
So I don't want people thinking, you know, this is... This is a sign of the times, because at the end of the day, Gary Glitter was a different entity, and what he got up to was, you know, was shocking.
Mm.
And I don't want these lads tying that kind of brush, because it's nothing to do with them. And the Glitter Band was never anything really, apart from a temporary backing band for Gary Glitter in his heyday.
Mm.
It was just a bunch of session musicians who formed and worked with him.
Yeah. Well, if they're as busy as they are.
Yeah, they will, exactly.
You know,
so, to me, the proof of the pudding is in eating there. People
course,
still want to come out and watch them.
Yeah. So, and what's been the response so far in terms of tickets and that?
Tickets are starting to sell, no problem.
Yeah,
so
great.
People are booking
then.
Online for it.
Yeah.
So, that's a good plus.
Good, excellent. Okay, well, we'll move on to, ironically, it's just the week after. I think it's the Saturday the 13th of February, another biggie, the Revolution...
Why? Yes.
I think you've already had one before here.
We had one on a Thursday, which Matt at Revolution organised with a couple of people.
Yeah.
With four local indie bands on.
Yeah.
It was not a bad night at all. It was the first one we'd done. They got plenty of people through the door. The bands were well received.
So it is...
This one...
It is three Oldham... Purely
one
Oldham
of the bands on the bill is OK Broken.
Yeah.
Which I've heard a lot about. I've never seen him, but I've heard tons about him.
Yeah.
So I think on the night on the 13th, it's Revolution with Dave Sweetmore, Clint Boone, and three local bands.
It's okay, Broken, 5 Foot Fez.
Yes, 5 Foot Fez are on.
Shadow Power.
Right, I didn't know that myself.
Yeah,
so that's the third one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right.
But obviously, I mean, I can tell you now it's going to be a sellout, that, Martin.
It should be,
That's the kind of thing, you know, you're obviously supporting the local...
Yeah, we've got
coming bands.
We've got to start doing it, and now the Rev have got involved.
Yeah.
Because obviously we advertise the Revolution anyway, but it's not, you know, I mean, it's just ideas being tossed about. And I think if you've got a radio station, a paper, a venue, who are sort of interlinked to promote these shows, you've more chance of getting people in, and it proves that something's actually happening in the town.
Yeah.
Instead
yeah.
of we're going to do this, it never happens. Mm. We're going to do that, it never happens. Mm. There's too much talk and not enough action, as far as I'm concerned. And, you know, I always put my money where my mouth is when it comes to things like this, and we always have done. Yeah. So I think we've just got to keep going down this route now. Do another one with the Rev, because I'm sure this will be a success, and I'm looking forward to it. And if we can do that once a month, hopefully starting May, June onwards, as a regular thing, and some Thursdays with Rev as well, I think it'll be a cracking thing for local lads.
Well, I'm certainly, I'm certainly right behind you there, Martin, of course I am. Great, okay then, well let's hope that February the 13th will be a huge success, sure it will. Other shows?
Right, we've got the UK Ramones on, which will be a cracking night.
Yeah.
We've got the Happy Mondays, which is the night before the Rev.
Yeah, that's the Happy Mondays with an A-Z-E at the end.
That's the one. And I think with that, because it's the night before Rev as well, it gives it a bit of an indie theme weekend, which is one thing we've never done all weekend.
Yeah.
We'll still have the jam session Sunday where they can make as much noise as they want.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
We've got the ZZ Tops on, which is nearly, well, it's halfway through selling out now, that.
What date is that? Sorry.
That's the 20th of... February, that.
Yeah, okay.
Which will be a cracking night.
Yeah.
We've also got a really good band coming up called The Force.
Right.
Now, we're there on the 27th. Yeah. And they used to do a lot of gigs at Rochdale Transport Club.
Oh, yes, yes.
But they played here a few, well, about 6 months ago, and it was a cracking night. And everybody, you know, came from Rochdale to watch them. Because, obviously, it was quite expensive for the Transport Club to watch them at the time, about £8 a ticket or something daft. Then we only charged about £2 or £3.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was a good night. They all came on the tram, which is brilliant. Yeah. And it was a good night. And a lot of new faces came in, which was a plus as well.
Of course, again, it's about attracting those new faces and getting people...
I mean, we've got an Oasis tribute band on.
Yeah, The Who.
We've got The Who tribute band on Vice Squad with Becky Bondage.
Yeah, yeah.
Fantastic. We've got absolutely tons on.
Yeah, yeah, brilliant.
But like I said, this program's only taken us up to May. We've got a Queen tribute band, what we never had on before. That's in April.
Yeah.
We've got the Total Stone Roses, which we've already mentioned.
Yeah, yeah. You're still sort of as enthusiastic as ever with it.
I'm still as enthusiastic, but I'm a lot more tired.
Yeah, right, right.
I've had a lot more sleepless nights about it, I'll tell you now.
But well, that's a testament to the popularity of the venue, I think.
On the same token, it's, you know... I think it's been a success. These things don't happen overnight. We've had it 2.5 years now. We're going to continue with it. We're going to buy the place, which is an ongoing thing. We're in for a long haul, simple as that, like I've said many times.
Yeah.
So what we've got to keep doing now, we've got to keep our finger on the pulse, and we've got to see what everybody wants, because like I've said before, Wicklow's is not just a rock venue, it's an everything venue. And as long as people who like rock music, indie music, blues music, or God knows what else, come through them doors, then we'll still be open.
Yeah.
And that's what we've got to do. We've got to give something to everybody. We can't just pigeonhole ourselves into the bracket of, it's metal, metal, metal. Of course there's metal on here, there's tons of rock bands on, but there's also room for everything else as well.
Yeah.
And we've got to look at that picture. The picture's bigger than just... than just what was on many years ago.
Well, that I think that's probably a fantastic way to conclude our interview, Martin. I think that's brilliant, and I wish you all the best with it. And obviously, listeners and readers, check out wittles-oldham.com, is it?
It's wittles-oldham.com.
For the listings, and obviously, you know, keep up to date in the Oldham Chronicle.
There's stuff on Facebook and websites and all that stuff, and obviously in paper, so...
Yeah. Okay, thank you very much.
Keep your fingers down. Thanks, Simon.
Okay, cheers, Martin.
No worries.
Cheers,
mate.